Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Yeah, other standards audio lectures are available. You can download it from my website, that is www.ravikantmiriala.com. Even you can purchase my books from this website. Let's get into accounting standard 11, the effects of changes in foreign exchange rate. What is foreign currency? Other than Indian currency is foreign currency. Yeah, if the company has foreign currency transactions, then only this standard is applicable. Yeah, if you see, what is foreign currency transaction? That is a transaction which is denominated or settled in foreign currency. Settled means either paid or received in foreign currency. Denominated means it is agreed to settle in foreign currency. Then it is a foreign currency transaction and this standard has to be applied. This standard totally has three topics. One is foreign currency transactions entered by the company directly. Second is translation of financial statements of a foreign branch, that is foreign operation. Then that conversion into Indian rupees. Topic number three, accounting for a forward exchange contract. A forward contract, a foreign currency forward contract, how to account for, we are going to deal with. Yeah. With this, here, before entering into topic number one, you have to understand, remember always, what is monetary item? Monetary item, first point I say, money held and an asset which is receivable in terms of money, that means cash, an asset liability which is payable in terms of cash, that means which is payable in rupees, money, but not money's worth. If you are supposed to give any goods or services, say example, provision for warranty. Now, you are supposed to provide the services to the customer. So, it is not a monetary item, non-monetary item. Yeah, suppose creditor. I have to pay to the supplier in rupees. Yes, this is a monetary item. Debtor. Yes, I am supposed to receive the money from the customer in rupees. Yeah, suppose PPE, property, plant and equipment. It is neither receivable nor payable. Yeah, it is an asset held by me. So, then it is not a monetary item. Like that, each item you are supposed to identify whether it is a monetary or non-monetary. Why? The reason, the recognition is based on, recognition and measurement will be based on monetary and non-monetary items. Yeah, let's come to the first topic number one, foreign currency transaction by the entity. Initial recognition and subsequent measurement. Initial recognition is at the time of transaction. Yeah, one has to use the rate on the date of transaction. The rate on the date of transaction, or for comfort, convenience purpose, we can use average rate. But if this average rate has to be only either weekly average or monthly average or monthly average, but not yearly average. You can take average rate only when there is no significant fluctuation during the period. If there is a significant fluctuation during the period, yes, then you are not supposed to take this. Yeah, next, subsequent measurement. Yeah, subsequent measurement, it is depending upon the classification of items, balance sheet items. Balance sheet items are classified into monetary and non-monetary. If it is a monetary, then you are supposed to restate it using the closing rate, that is the rate on the balance sheet date. If there is any gain or loss, yeah, in any case, in the initial recognition case or subsequent, if there is any gain or loss, it has to be always transferred to P&L statement. Yeah, you should transfer it to a separate account called foreign exchange gain or loss account, and that will be transferred ultimately to P&L. Yeah, they will intentionally ask you that we wanted to transfer it to sales account. No, you should not transfer it to sales account or purchase account or COGS account or fixed asset account. Yeah, these are all like biscuits. You are not supposed to accept it. Yeah, if it is a monetary item, you are supposed to restate it using the closing rate. If it is a non-monetary item, then again you have to ask yourself, how is the asset or liabilities valued? If it is valued at cost, that is historical cost, then do not restate it. Do not restate means whatever initially recognized, that is the rate on the date of balance, rate on the date of transaction will continue. Or if the asset or liability is measured at NRV or FMV, then use the rate on the date of valuation, which is balance sheet date rate, you are supposed to use it. And as usual, if there is any gain or loss, that has to be transferred to P&L statement. But here, my dear, there is one exception. Yeah, this exception, it is an option basically to the company. Option, when I say it is voluntary option, it is not mandatory. Yeah, if the company has taken this option once in life, it has to continue throughout its life. That is called irrevocable option. Yeah, what is this irrevocable option, sir? Generally, the foreign exchange gain or loss is transferred to P&L statement. But if the company has, company means entity, any entity has taken this option, it will not transfer it to P&L. It will be transferring depending upon the situation. Next, E option is applicable only for the long term foreign currency monetary item. Long term means that is more than 12 months. It must be foreign currency and monetary item. Then only this option is applicable. For other entities, this option is, I mean, for other items, it is not applicable. Yeah. Next, first point, what I say, if that when I say monetary item, it may be an asset or it may be a liability. Right. Situation number one, if you have taken a loan specifically for depreciable asset, then you will fall under situation number one. In all other cases, if you have taken a loan for the purpose of land, then that is second situation. Loans and advance, loan given to someone, then is also second situation. Other than first situation, that is loan taken specifically for depreciable asset, all other items will be falling under situation number two. Yeah. Right. Let us look at situation number one, which is loan taken specifically for the purpose of depreciable asset. Yeah, here the foreign exchange fluctuation should be either debited or credited to the fixed asset, that depreciable asset only. Yeah, after debiting or creating the depreciable asset, the remaining balance is supposed to be, depreciated prospectively. That's all. But you should not transfer the foreign exchange gain or loss to P&L. It should be transferred to fixed asset account. Yeah, let's come to the second situation. Situation number two, if you get any foreign exchange gain or loss, it should be transferred to a separate new account called FCMITD account. I repeat, it should be transferred to FCMITD account but not to P&L. FCMITD full form, Foreign Currency Monetary Item Translation Difference Account. Yeah, if you transfer it to FCM, Foreign Currency Monetary Item Translation Difference, initially you transfer it to that account. And subsequent that amount should be amortized to profit and loss over the total period of the monetary item. Total period of the monetary item. Suppose you have given a loan for 3 years. Yeah, this difference should be transferred to P&L over a period of 3 years. Okay, right. And second point of translation of foreign currency financial statements into rupees. It is obviously depending upon the classification of the foreign operation. Foreign operation is here foreign branch or foreign subsidiary, foreign joint venture or foreign associate. But in CA inter syllabus, you have only foreign branch. That means foreign branch has to be classified whether it is integral foreign operation or non-integral foreign operation. If I say integral foreign operation, it is a dependent branch. It is not independent branch. Yeah, if it is a dependent branch, as if the company is only directly selling, you are supposed to record it. And if there is any monetary items are supposed to be translated using the balance sheet date rate. Non-monetary items, if it is at cost, you have to take the rate and the date of transaction. If it is measured at NRV or FMV, you are supposed to measure it at balance sheet date rate. All P&L items are supposed to be converted using the average rate. And if there is any difference in foreign exchange, that has to be transferred to P&L statement in case of integral foreign operation. In case of non-integral foreign operation, in balance sheet, all assets and liabilities are supposed to be converted using the closing rate. Yeah, if I say non-integral foreign operation, it is like independent branch. It can do its own transactions. It is taking care of its own business, its own advertisement. They are taking their own loan and financing opportunities. Then only I can say it is integral, independent branch. Okay, right. In this case of non-integral foreign operation, whether it is a monetary item or non-monetary or non-monetary item, I mean to say almost all balance sheet items, you are supposed to use the closing rate. P&L items, as usual, average rate, you are supposed to take it. If any contingent liabilities, then yes, you will present it, disclose it using the closing rate only. Yes, my dear. That is about the topic number two. Let's go to third topic, which is a foreign currency forward contract. Yeah, when you look at this foreign currency forward contract, you have to first ask what is the purpose of this contract. If it is for hedging purpose, if it is for hedging purpose, yeah, that means you must have sold or purchased some goods or machines or something, loan you must have taken. You have a foreign currency risk and you wanted to hedge, secure yourself from the risk. Yeah, under that circumstance, then you have to calculate what is the premium or discount. What is the premium or discount? Premium or discount is equal to the spot rate minus forward rate. Yeah, premium means are you selling at a premium? Are you purchasing at a premium? Whatever it is, that gain or loss should be transferred to P&L over the period of the forward contract. Over the period of forward contract, you are supposed to transfer it to P&L. Yeah, second situation is for the purpose of speculation business. Speculation is here you don't have a risk, you are taking the risk. It is basically a business work. Yeah, since it is a business, you are supposed to calculate the gain or loss on the balance sheet date and on the date of settlement. What is the gain or loss on the balance sheet date? Yeah, gain or loss on the balance sheet date is equal to forward rate minus rate on the balance sheet date of that forward. Okay, all right. Or the rate on the date of settlement you are supposed to take. The gain or loss should be transferred to profit and loss immediately. Right. I hope you this revision is helpful to you. Please forward it and help your friends as well. Thank you. Very best.